你对神的观念呢，直接影响你怎么去解读你的人生的遭遇。
Your view of God matters of how you interpret and to view the encounters in your life.
在2009年8月19号的时候呢
，In 2009 August 19,
美国路德会里面最大的组织，Evangelical Lutheran Church of America.
The largest group of American Lutheran Church, which is the Evangelical Lutheran Church of America.
他们呢在明州的市中心里面呢举行大会。
They had a convention in downtown Minneapolis.
其中一个投票呢，就是要不要接纳同性恋的基督徒成为他们的牧师。
One of the votes that they had was to decide whether or not that they would accept a pastor that practiced homosexuality.
那当时呢，投票的时间是下午2点钟。
The time was two in the afternoon.
那么呢，到其实呢，到投票之前的大概10分钟呢，那么呢，就天气就开始转得很坏了。
But 10 minutes before the vote began, the sky turned pretty bad.
那么那个龙卷风呢，就史无前例的打在他们开会的这个地点上面。
Like never before, the tornado touched down right at the location of the convention.
那么呢，把他们开会的这个教堂的十字架了都打坏了。
They even damaged the cross on top of the church.
那么但是他们还是开会了。
But the meeting still continued.
最后也投票通过。
And they have also passed the vote.
那么呢，通过就是接受同性恋的基督徒成为牧师了。
Pass means that it actually accepted that the homosexual pastor in their ministry.
第二天呢，John Piper 牧师呢就在他的网站上面呢提醒大家。
The next day, Pastor John Piper reminded everyone.
他说呢，
on his website.
他讲到呢，凌晨这个龙卷风呢是神对这个 ECLA 还有我们很温和的但是很坚定的一个警告，他鼓励我们呢从这个赞同罪转回过来，因为呢鼓励犯罪呢是会带来毁灭的。
And he said this, the tornado in Minneapolis was a gentle but firm warning to the ELC and all of us, turn from the approval of sin.From the promotion of behaviors that lead to destruction.
那么当然呢，当时的记者呢就马上去访问，这些有开会的牧师，问他们你对这个 John Piper 的讲法有什么看法
？And immediately the press went and interviewed some of these pastors who were involved, in the voting process.
那么其中一个有参与这次投票的人呢，他就简直说哈。他说他意思就是 Piper 没有告诉你我们投票通过以后呢太阳就出来了，这些所有东西只是天气而已。
And one of them actually said this, he probably didn't mention that after the storm passed and the vote was taken, the sun came out. I think both of those are just weather.
那两个人呢对遇到同一件事情，但是呢，他对这个事情的了解完全不一样。
So two different people have the same encounter, but they have different understanding.
完全是因为呢，他对神的了解不一样。
That is because they have a different view about God.
我们今天呢，其实是从撒母耳记第4章一直看到第7章。
Today we're actually going to look at First Samuel chapter 4 all the way to chapter 7.
里面呢有三种人。
There are three different people.
三种人呢，他对神有三个不同的观念。
And they have three different understanding and the view of God.
三个不同观念呢，带来三个不同的人生的你可以做人生的方向。
For three different view, they have different direction in their life.
第一种人呢，就是以耶和华呢为偶像。
The first kind of people is they treat the Lord as an idol.
那撒母 而第第四章呢，其实是发生在以利做士师的时候的。
First Samuel chapter 4 happened during the time when Eli was the judge.
在当时呢，以色列人跟腓力斯人就打仗。
During that time, the Israelites and the Philistines was having the war.
那么圣经告诉我们，以色列人打败了死了四千人。
And the Bible told us that the Israelite was defeated and they were being killed 4,000 of them.
为什么以色列人会打败呢？
Why did the Israelites lose the war?
那如果你是读历史的呢，这个答案是很简单的。
If you are a historian, you probably have a pretty clear answer.
当时呢，他们是这个年代是公元前11、12世纪的，大概是这个时间。
That was during the 11th to 12th century AD.
这个呢，就是铜器时代跟铁器时代的一个转折的一个时间。
That was a transition between the Bronze Age and the Iron Age.
根据当时的历史呢，腓力斯人呢，他是已经是很出名了。他在历史上面叫the sea people， 所以呢他们是海上的一个霸王啊。
In the history that it tells us that the Philistines was pretty famous because they are being called a sea people and they are the overlord and on the sea。
他们呢已经知道怎么做铁这个技术，他们已经知道了。
They have already dominated the technology to make iron.
但是如果你看圣经的时候，你发觉呢，圣经形容以色列人呢，连一个做铁的铁匠也没有。
But when you look at the Bible actually tells us that during that time there was not even a blacksmith, in Israel.
所以呢，你看他们的科技相差这么远，所以打败仗是应该的嘛。
So you can see that they have distinct differences in their technology. So that was pretty obvious why they lose in the war.
但是呢，以色列人的长老呢，他遇到这件事情呢，他的解释是什么呢？
But what was the response from the elders of the Israel?
四章第三节他说是耶和华使他们打败的。
And they actually say that it was the Lord who bring defeat on them.
那你说这个解释正确不正确啊？
What do you think about this interpretation?
其实他的解释是完全正确，还有是出于信心的一个解释。
Their response was completely correct, and it was a conclusion out of faith.
他们相信呢，他们所信的耶和华是万军之耶和华。
Because they believe that the God they believe is the Lord of hosts.
他们是耶和华是与他们立约的神。
This is a God that had a covenant with them.
神告诉他，神呢是有能力去打败他任何一个敌人的。
But God actually told them that he has the definite power to defeat anyone.
这个是在他们立约的时候，神告诉他们的。
This is a promise when they had a covenant.
所以为什么以色列人会打败呢？
But why did the Israelites still lose the war?
那么这些长老的结论就是，一定是耶和华没有跟他们一同去打仗了。
And the conclusion of the elders say it was because the Lord was not with them in the war.
那你可以说呢，他们的结论到现在为止还是正确的。
You can say that their conclusion until now is still pretty correct.
但是他下一个举动呢，你就看见呢，其实他们对神的观念是停留在一个偶像的观念上面。
But from the next action, you actually see that their understanding remains by understanding God as an idol.
因为呢，他们提议不如将耶和华的约柜从示罗抬到我们这里来，好在我们中间，救我们脱离敌人的手。
Because it suggested, let us bring the ark of the Lord's covenant from Silo, so that He may go with us and save us from the hand of our enemy.
这句话表现呢，他们呢 看这个月桂不再是象征耶和华的同在的一个东西。
With these, they actually do not, they no longer see that the ark is a symbol of the presence of God.
他们看这个月桂就是神。
They have already treated the ark like God.
而且呢，他们看这个月桂是一个东西，你可以控制神的，摆布神的。
In another word, they see the ark like a tool that is able to manipulate God.
我们人呢，常常会用一个拜偶像的方法去敬拜耶和华的。
Many times we as a human we kind of worship God like how we worship an idol.
第一种表现就好像他们呢，你当神就是一个东西，或者你当神就是一个地方。
The first manifestation is like them that you treat God like something, like an item, an ark or a location.
500年后呢，神通过耶利米先知去警告以色列人。
500 years later, the God through Prophet Jeremiah reminded and warned the Israelites.
他告诉他们，你们不要再犯罪啊！你再犯罪的时候，我会毁灭这个耶路撒冷城。
That God actually told them that if they continue to sin, that God will destroy Jerusalem.
但是呢，这些以色列人呢，就自己安慰自己吧。
But the Israelites actually comfort themselves.
他说，解释耶和华的殿，是耶和华的殿，是耶和华的殿。
And they say this is a temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord.
这句话是什么意思啊？
So what does it mean?
他们想。耶和华的殿在耶路撒冷的，神是住在耶路撒冷的，他怎么会毁灭耶路撒冷呢？
They thought that the temple of God is in Jerusalem. How could he possibly destroy Jerusalem?
保罗呢，同样警告我们新约的基督徒。
Paul also warns us, to Christians in the New Testament.
有些人他以为他来教会就会有神的祝福或者神的同在。
Some people think that when they come to church, they would receive the blessing from God.
保罗警告他们，你们聚会不是受益，乃是浇水。
But Paul actually reminded them that for your meetings do more harm than good.
第二个，把神当作一个偶像的一个表现呢，就是把神好像用一个礼仪去控制他的反应一样。
The second kind of manifestation to treat God like an idol is to control God by using some ritual customary ceremony.
犹太人有一个观念。
There is a thinking with the Jews.
他以为呢，他们受了割礼，他们呢无论做什么事情，将来都不会下地狱的。
They think that because they have the circumcision,No matter what they do, they will not go to hell.
但是保罗警告他们。
But Paul actually warned them.
犯律法的人，割礼就不算割礼了。
If you break the law, circumcision has value if you observe the law. But if you break the law, you have become as though that you have not been circumcised.
我想我们今天去教会的一些人呢，也有这个看法。
And I think that many...of the Christian today who go to church would have the same view as well.
有些人受了浸礼以后反而不再来教会。
Some people after the baptism, they no longer come to church.
因为他们觉得我已经受浸了，将来一定上天堂了，还来教会干什么呢？
Because I think that I've already been baptized, I will definitely go to heaven, so there's no need to come to church.
最后一个表现呢，就是你当神好像一个偶像的一个表现，你就是好像呢你念一句咒语了，神就会出来帮助你了。
The last manifestation for treating God like an idol is like you would use a magic spells, and when you say something, God would come out and work for you.
使徒行传里面呢有一个故事。
There's a story in the book of Acts.
就是呢，知识里面。他有七个儿子，他们呢就去圣经说他就去念咒赶鬼啊。
There was a priest that he had seven sons, and these sons went out and they and they cast spells and to drive out demons.
那么他们念什么咒呢? 他们就说, 我奉保罗所传的耶稣, 勒令你们出来。
So what was the spells they used? They say this, in the name of the Jesus whom Paul preached, I command you to come out.
他把奉耶稣的名这句话好像一个咒语这样子, 好像他讲这句话呢,
They were using in the name of Jesus like a magic spell. So when they say this, whatever they say, that God will come out and do it for them.
但是我觉得这个魔鬼呢,有时真是很幽默的。
And sometimes I think that the evil spirits are pretty humor.
他就回答他们, 耶稣我认得,保罗我也知道哦。 但是你们却是谁呢?
And the evil spirits say to them, Jesus I know, and Paul I know about, but who are you?
那么这些鬼就跳到他们身上。
And the evil spirits jump onto and possess these people.
当你把神当作一个偶像这样去敬拜的时候, 你,
When you treat God like an idol, and you worship him like an idol,
你可能呢就是看他, 好像一间东西啊, 一个地方啊, 好像呢就是, 呃, 做某一些礼仪啊, 讲某一句话, 他就会出来帮助你啊。
You treat God like something, like a certain place, a ritual ceremony, or true magic spells, and you think that God will listen to you.
你以为呢, 你简直做神就会与你同在啊。
And you think that you, when you do this, God will have his presence with you.
但是神告诉我们, 简直去敬拜他,你不但不受益,还遭损害。
But God actually told us that you will receive no good if you do this, but more harm.
以色列人最后, 但非利士人再打仗以后, 他们又输了, 输得更惨, 死了3万人。
And the next battle that the Israelites fought against the Philistines again, they lose the battle.
第二类人呢, 就是对神的观念呢,就是这些非利士人。
And the second kind of people who, of how they view the God was the Philistines.
这类人呢,就是耶和华为他们的神。
Because they treat the Lord as their God.
古代的人呢,当两个国家打仗的时候呢, 不单只是人与人之间的打仗。
In the ancient time, When two different nations fight against in the war, it was not just a battle between people, but battle between two different gods.
就是包括他们所敬拜的神也在天上打仗。所以呢，当以色列人打败非利士人的时候呢，就证明以色列非利士的神大捆呢，比起耶和华的更厉害了。
So when Israel defeated by the Philistines, they actually symbolized their God, Dagon, the God of Philistines, is more powerful than Jehovah.
所以呢,他们就把耶和华的约柜抬进他们大捆这个庙里面。
That was why they put the Ark of God in the temple of Dagon.
因为耶和华就好像一个囚犯一样在他们所敬拜的神手下。
It was, looks like Jehovah was the prisoner of Dagon.
但是呢,第二天他们发觉呢,这个大捆,这个神呢,就倒在地上哦。But
the next day they found Dagon fallen before the ark of the Lord on the ground.
那么呢,他们就把他们的神放回本来的位置。And
they put Dagon back in place.
那你看呢,非利士人呢,他们是很有科学精神的。
And you see that Philistines actually have pretty logical, scientific thinking.
他们就是在做一个实验,他们要知道今天发生的事情呢,是不是一个巧合,是不是一个巧合,他们的神倒在地上。
They had the experiment and they had the hypothesis like, perhaps this is just a coincidence that Dagon fell onto the ground.
但是呢,第三天他们回去的时候呢,发觉他们的神大捆不但只倒在地上,连他们的,他的头跟他的手都截断了。
But on the third day, when they went back, Then she saw Dagon not just fallen onto the ground, his head and his hand has been broken as well.
如果你是一个科学家，你做了实验了，你见到这件事情，你有什么结论呢？
So if you are a scientist and you do this experiment and you see the result, what will you think?
这个就证明耶和华比起大捆更厉害了。
And it proved that the Jehovah, our God, is greater than Dagon.
耶和华把大捆杀掉啊，把他的头跟他的手也啃掉下来了。
He killed Dagon and even broken his arm and his hand.
五章六节里面呢，继续讲到一件事情，不但只神把他们的所敬拜的大捆打败了，还重重的把灾祸降到他们的城里面。
And in chapter 5, verse 6, that not only that God had against their God Dagon, God's hand was heavy on the people of Ashdod and the people as well.
约柜本来呢，先是拿到这个亚斯特的这个地方。
The ark was first brought to a place called Ashdod.
这个地方呢，是腓利士人五个城市里面其中的一个。
This is one city that is among the five cities of the Philistines.
然后这个城市里面受到这个约柜以后呢，神将灾祸给他们，圣经就形容呢，全城的人呢就生痔疮，其实你也可以翻译就是一种肿瘤。还有呢，后来告诉我们呢，就是有很多老鼠在他们中间。So
when the ark of God arrived in that city, so God put plagues in the city. So first, the people had tumor, but later we also learned that the God actually put a lot of these rodents in the city.
那菲利士人是很有科学精神的嘛，所以他们又来做一个实验了。So
Philistine was really they have a very good thinking about science.
你怎么知道这个事情不是巧合呢？
So they say again as but perhaps this is just a coincidence.
所以呢，就把这个约柜拿去第二个城市，就是加德这个加特这个城市。So
they brought the ark of God to the next city called
Gath，好像是不是？Gath，那么，其实你看见Gath，OK，所以呢，同样事情又发生了。And
the same thing happened again.
然后呢，他们打算再送去第三个城市，就是这个以格伦的这个地方。And
then they send the ark of God to the next city called Ekron.
然后呢，这个约柜还没到的时候，已经把这些人杀死了。But
before the ark of the covenant arrived, the whole city has already been killed.
那这些事情，两件事情呢，都证明了耶和华 是真神，比起他们敬拜的大捆呢更厉害。So
this incident put together proved that the Jehovah God, our God, is more powerful than their God, Dagon.
那么，如果你知道耶和华是真神了，你会有什么反应呢？
So what would be your response when you learn that Jehovah, our God, is the true God?
你应该悔改去敬拜他了。
You should actually repent and worship him.
但是呢，他们菲利士人没有这样子做。But
the Philistines did not do that.
他们的计划呢，是把这个约柜送回去以色列人中间。Their
plan was to send back the ark of the covenant back to Israel.
因为他们说，这个约柜是以色列人，以色列的神的约柜。
Because they say that these are of is the ark of God of Israel.
耶和华对他们来说只是他们的神，不是我的神。
To them, that Jehovah, the Lord, is the Lord of Israel, not theirs.
所以呢，你看见之前的两种人呢，你可以说两，他们。 为什么他们找到真神的时候，反而就是没有去敬拜他们，反而就是送他们走？
And you have already seen the two different people from here. and they did not accept the true God with them, but sent him away.
是不是耶和华只是犹太人的神呢?
Is the Lord just the God of the Jews?
那我们看旧约圣经的时候，你知道绝对不是啊，因为约拿的时代，利未成的人，他们悔改，神也拯救他们的。
It's actually not true, because when you look at the Bible during the time of Jonah, the city of Nineveh, that God actually saved the people when they repent.
路德是外邦人的女子，但是呢，她敬拜神，神也成为她的神呢。
The Ruth is not from the Jews, but she is a Gentile. But God was still with her and saved her.
我们知道她最后成为主耶稣基督的她的先祖啊。
But we also learn that Ruth later became the ancestor of Jesus.
所以为什么人找到真神反而呢？要不然就是送他走，要不然呢就是用一个拜偶像的方法去敬拜他呢？
But why did people do this when they found the true God? They either send him away or they worship him just like an idol.
我想我们继续看下去，看到第七章的时候，你会找到答案。
And as we look further and in chapter 7, we actually see some answer.
第七章的时候呢，其实呢是发生在撒母耳做士师的年代。
Chapter 7 happened during the time when Samuel became the judge.
约柜已经送回去以色列人中间已经有20年的时间。And
the ark have returned to Israel for about 20 years.
以色列人当时呢，圣经说，所有人呢都倾向耶和华了。And
the Bible said that at that time that the people have turned back to the Lord.
这一代人呢，他们对神的观念就是耶和华是我的神。
And this generation of Israelites has a view of God, which is to treat the Lord as my God.
但是什么叫耶和华是我的神呢？
So what does it actually mean as treating the Lord as my God?
撒母耳在7章第3节就解释这句话。
And Samuel actually explained in 1 Samuel chapter 7 verse 3.
他说你们若一心归顺耶和华。
And he said that if you are returning to the Lord with all your hearts,
以耶和华为你的神，为你自己的神的时候，第一个要求其实是你一个新的一个问题。Where
Jehovah as your God, the first concern is the concern of the heart.
不是一个你做了什么礼仪啊，这些事情。It's
not something about some ritual ceremony.
一心就是全心的意思。
All your hearts means wholeheartedly.
全心的时候，神要你全个人、全心全意的归向他。God
wants your whole self. He wants you wholeheartedly.
全心归向他的表现呢，就是要把你自己中间的偶像，这些外邦的神，还有这些亚斯他路勒，是他们当时一个很出名在。 迦南地的一个神，把在他们中间除掉。So
a response to a total commitment like this is to rid yourself of the foreign gods and the Ashtoreth. Ashtoreth was a god, was a foreign god in the land of Canaan.
还有呢，神说你要单单的侍奉他。And
God also said that you have to commit yourself to the Lord and serve Him only.
侍奉神的意思，你就是要听他的话了。To
serve God is to listen and obey God.
这个就是为什么很多人他不愿意信耶稣。And
there is actually one reason why people do not willing to believe in Jesus.
因为耶稣要求我们的心。Because
Jesus wants our heart.
还有呢，就是我们的全个心要交给他。And
not just but the whole heart, we have to submit to Him wholeheartedly.
全个心交给他，你还要放弃你过往所敬拜的偶像。
Not only commit all your hearts, and you also have to get rid of all the idols that you worship in the past.
你还要侍奉他，听他的话。
And you also have to serve him and have to listen to him.
这个就是为什么呢？很多人拒绝信耶稣。
That is why that many people refuse to believe in Jesus.
其实呢，我想一想，我们是中国人的背景嘛。
And when I think about this, many of us are Chinese.
其实呢，对中国人来说，我觉得信耶稣应该不是一个很困难的事情。
And to me, when I think about this, that I think that the Chinese, to the majority Chinese, that to believe in Jesus is not something too difficult.
你知道为什么？
Do you know why?
因为我们什么都信的嘛。
Because we believe in anything.
我小的时候，我家的门口就有一个地主公。
When I was young, my doorstep had the God of Earth.
那么厨房里面呢，有一个叫灶君。
And we had the stove God in our kitchen.
大厅里面有一个观音。
And we have this lady goddess called 观音 in our living room.
阳台上面有一个关公。
And in the balcony, there was the God of War.
如果你希望生孩子的，你房间里面有什么？你知道吗
？And if you plan to have children,
就是这些多仔佛，就是放在房间里面。
So you would have put a god with many children in your room.
所以老实说，你要我多信一个耶稣，我家里面有地方啊，没问题哦。
And honestly, if you want me to believe in Jesus.I should have no problem because I still have a lot of space in my house.
但是撒母耳说，你要信耶和华，你要把这些东西都除掉。
But Samuel actually say this: if you want to believe in Jehovah, you have to get rid of all these idols.
你要把它除掉以后，你才可以单单的去侍奉耶和华。
Only when you get rid of them, then you can serve God only.
但是撒母耳他告诉我们，如果你单单侍奉耶和华的时候，他必咒你们脱离腓力士人的手。
But Samuel also say that when you serve him only, God will deliver you out of the hand of Philistines.
弟兄姊妹朋友，我不知道你是不是一个在你生命当中常常给打败的一个人呢
？Brothers and sisters and my friend, in your life, I wonder that.Have you been often lose in battle?
好像以色列人常常给他们旁边的国家打败一样。
Like the Israelite has often been defeated by the countries around them.
我们可能我们的人际关系啦，夫妻关系啦，就是跟你儿女的关系啦，这些我们常常有一个很失败的感觉。
Perhaps in your people-to-people relationship, in your marriage relationship.With your children and with many things in your life that you always feel like you are always being defeated.
有一些事情你明知是不对的，但是你还是做这些事情。
And there are many things that you think that is not right, but you are still doing it.
有没有觉得人生是很苦的
？Do you feel like life is bitter?
从前呢，有一个传道人呢，他简直讲。
And there was a pastor who once.
他说呢，他当时还没做传道人。他说，在公司的时候呢，就给老板骂。
And he say that before he might actually haven't become a pastor. He say that in the office, he was being through frustration from his boss.
Okay, 给老板骂他，所以他回家的时候就骂他太太喽。
So when he got back home, he threw the frustration to his wife.
然后太太就骂老大了
，and the wife would throw frustration to the first son.
那么老大就骂老二了
，the first son threw the frustration to the second son.
老二是最小啊
，and the second son is the youngest.
所以他就骂这家里面这条狗了
，so he scolded the dog in the house.
人生，你的人生是不是很苦啊
？Is your life?Bitter?
你知道为什么
Do you know why?
因为你没有神
Because you do not have God.
没有神的生活呢，是一个很苦的一个生活
Because it is a bitter life without God.
就好像以色列人常常给他旁边的国家祭父一样。
Just like the Israel has often been bullied by the nations around them.
有些人他以为，哎，牧师我已经受浸了，我为什么我还是没有神呢？
And some people ask me, the pastor, I have already baptized. Why do I still feel like I have no God?
但是你有没有把你内心的偶像掉掉呢？
Have you got rid of the idols in your heart?
当以色列人听到撒母耳的话的时候，他们真的把他们的偶像掉掉了。
And when the Israelites learned from Samuel, they actually get rid of these gods, these idols, from them.
七章第六节讲到了他们开始去在神面前承认他们的罪了。
And in chapter 7, they began to come before the Lord and repent.
但是呢，你知道你每一次立志要跟随神的时候呢，你马上就会遇到困难了。
And many times when you decided to follow God, and you will often face an obstacle.
因为魔鬼没有这么容易把我们就是放走的。
Because the devil will not let it go so easily.
他要你留下来。
He wants you to stay.
所以当以色列人转向神的时候呢，非利士人就要来打他们了。
So when the Israelites turned to God, and the Philistines immediately attacked them.
以色列人听到的时候，他们就很害怕。
And when the Israelites heard about this, they were trembled.
但是呢，以色列人有一个转变。
But the Israelites had a change.
他听到有人来攻击他们的时候，他就找撒母耳说：“愿你不住的为我们复仇，复仇谁呀？复仇耶和华我们的神。”
And when they heard that the Philistines are coming to attack them, they say to Samuel, "Do not stop crying out to the Lord our God for us, that He may rescue us from the hand of the Philistines."
结果撒母耳呢就真的为他们去祈求了。
And Samuel indeed helped them to pray to God.
撒母耳呢就预备了一个羔羊去在神面前去献祭。
And Samuel took a lamb and bring the sacrifice to God.
圣经说呢，撒母耳为他们祈求的神时候呢，耶和华就应允他了。
And when Samuel had the burnt offering, and when he prayed, that God answered their prayer.
你看第十节里面呢，其实是一个很危险的一个时间。
And look at verse 10, the situation was pretty critical.
因为呢，撒母耳在献祭的时候呢，非利士人就打到来了。
Because when Samuel was still sacrificing the offering, the Philistines came.
但是呢，你看见呢，撒母耳呢，可能就是他没有什么很紧张，但是祭俗就是献祭。
And you can see that Samuel was not nervous at all. So he was pretty calm, and he continued his burnt offering.
那么呢，圣经就说。耶和华就大发雷声，心，惊乱非利士人，他们就败在以色列人面前。
And the Bible says that the Lord thundered with loud thunder against the Philistines and threw them into such a panic that they were routed before the Israelites.
很多时候，当我们立志要遵，就是跟随神的时候，我们觉得。很难呢，很难放弃我们心里面的偶像。
So many times when we have decided to follow God, and we always say this, it's very difficult to let go of our idols.
我们的坏习惯很难改变。
Many of our bad habits is very difficult to change.
有人喜欢赌，有人可能就是脾气不好，可能是贪心。这些事情已经发生了这么多年了。怎么可以改变呢？
Some have the gambling addictions, and some have really bad tempers, and about greediness. And for so many years, it is so difficult to change these things.
的确是我们没有力量去改变我们的自己。
And indeed, it is very difficult for us to change ourselves.
但是神有这个力量。
But God has this power.
我们今天有一个比撒母耳更忠心的一个祭司，就是主耶稣基督。
And today we have a priest who is more faithful than Samuel, and he is Jesus Christ.
他天天在天上为我们祷告。
And he pray for us in heaven every day.
所以神一定会听他的。
And definitely God will listen to him.
神一定会为你去打胜这场仗。
And God will fight this war for you.
问题就是你能不能够相信耶和华是你的神呢？
And the question is, are you willing to believe that the Lord is your God?
以色列人在这场仗里面，你可以说不打而不战而胜。
And you can say that the Israelites actually win this war without a fight.
所以撒母耳最后就立了一个石头，造这个石头造以便以色。
And at the end, Samuel set up a stone to remember God called Ebenezer.
意思就是说，到如今耶和华都帮助我们。
And that means that as far the Lord has helped us.
你知道这场战争呢？扭转了以色列人在中东的地位。
And do you know that this battle actually changed the status of Israel in the Middle East?
非利士人被制服了。
From then on, the Philistines were subdued and they stopped invading Israel territory.
从此以后，他再没有进入以色列人的境内。
And they stopped.Invading the territory of Israel.
我们也可以过一个得胜的生活。
We can also live a victorious life.
这个转变的地方就是你对神的观念。
And the point of change is to change how you view our God.
耶和华是谁呀？
So who is Jehovah to you?
如果耶和华是你的神的时候，他就会为你打仗。
If the Lord is your God, He will fight for you.
我们最后一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
天天父
Dear Heavenly Father,
我们要承认我们的罪。
We want to come and we want to acknowledge our sin.
因为很多时候我们舍不得这个世界。
And many times we cannot let go of this world.
我们无论是我们心里面的偶像，或者是我们从前做人的一些坏习惯，我们都不愿意去放弃。
There are many things like our idols and like our bad habits that we are not willing to change.
但是因为这样子，罪把我们跟神分开。
And because of that, sins have separated us from you.
我们今天愿意在神面前去承认我们的罪。
Today we want to come before you and willingly we want to repent and admit our sins.
单一的去侍奉你。
So we may serve you only.
求主听我们的呼求。
Listen to our cry.
听我们祷告，奉耶稣基督名求。
Listen to our prayer in Jesus' name.
Amen.